CPR 57 for the week ending October 7th, 2011.
From my gun turret high atop Rancho Del Waldo, this is Uncle Waldo, and this is the CPR Surfacular. So let's kick it off with Barbacoa and Hammerhead. Right now in Dick's Descent. We'll be right back.
off the whole damn neighborhood.
Turn it down.
Turn it down.
Campground Pirate Radio.
Is Bourbon Renewal and then Tequila Mockingbird. It's called Rumble Groove. We'll be right back. Hard Puss and Spin Out. Let's get a little twangier here from a band called Beware the Dangers of Ghost Scorpion. This is Texas Blood Money.
I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
It's Uncle Waldo.
Happy Friday, campers, and welcome to the CPR Surftacular. Now, this week, I've been feeling kind of weird, kind of antsy, kind of in the need to rage with speed. I need surf music. But not just any kind. I need the weird kind. And I didn't want just cutesy, let's go out to the beach surf. Nope. I needed some hot rod surf. I needed some psychedelic surf, some spy surf, some spaghetti western surf. And I thought, God damn it, I haven't exposed my campers to enough weird surf music. And thus, I bring you the CPR Surftacular with 30 of the weirdest new tracks I could find. Now, are you ready to go deep, campers? Then let's go deep with a band I featured a few months ago called Galara. This is Mesopotamia Psychedelica, only on the CPR.
Psichedelica, cioè dell'espansione della mente. incanto. 1-10 scrive sull'asfalto. 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 Incanto. 1-10 scrive sull'asfalto.
Green thing from outer space.
Hey, got Dr. Frankenstein for you here.
Shocking. Positively shocking.
Theme for the Mad Thinker.
Exotica.
Right now on
Campground Pirate Radio.
Surf bands out there, Satan's Pilgrims. Psych a go go psych out. Hey, here's one from Get Three Coffins Ready. It's called Theme to Van Cleef. We'll be right back.
dangerous bandit with a gang of killers.
In Costa Rica carnage. Here's Alamantra and Surf Babe.
It's Dylan Boswell, the bomb-throwing anarchist, with another Molotov cocktail of outrage to get your blood boiling. Now, I've been hearing a lot about a so-called lost generation lately, and what it means is if you, like me, are 35 or under, you're fucked. The economy is going to hell in a handbasket, and the inflation necessary to monetize the incredible debt the government has run up means you can never save or earn enough interest on that savings to ever outpace their destruction of the currency's value in their effort to stimulate the economy. It means you're doomed. We'll have to save a lot more than our parents ever did to enjoy any kind of retirement. And that assumes there'll even be a Social Security check in our distant futures, a very unlikely possibility. Add to that the crippling student loan debt for that worthless college degree they promised you would be the key to a better life, and you've got a recipe for widespread financial disaster. Young folks in their supposed prime earning years are moving home with mom and dad in droves. There are no jobs for most, and for the few lucky enough to find employment, we're working harder for less money and fewer, if any, benefits and no pension or retirement plan at all. Unless, of course, you can get a posh government job, heavily subsidized by the rest of us struggling in the private sector who can never hope to enjoy such lavish remuneration. A recent article at LouRockwell.com details why so many of us baby boomers' children have given up all hope in the U.S. economy. It was written as a top 20 list, but I'll just read you a few of the choice highlights. For instance, only 55.3% of Americans between the ages of 18 and 29 were employed last year. That's the lowest level since World War II. Today, there are 5.9 million Americans between the ages of 25 and 34 that are living with their parents. The cost of getting an education has become increasingly burdensome in recent years. Average yearly tuition at a U.S. private university is now over $27,000, a figure that has increased 29% in just the past 5 years. In 2010, the average college graduate accumulated approximately $25,000 in student loan debt by graduation day. And I can tell you from experience, that figure just keeps getting bigger and bigger after you graduate, unless you can start paying big money immediately. Now, in the United States today, there are more than 100,000 janitors that have college degrees, 317,000 waiters and waitresses with college degrees, and over 365,000 retail cashiers with college degrees, none of which require a college degree. And with $14 trillion in federal debt, high taxes, high inflation, and minuscule returns as far as the eye can see, the price of our future retirement might as well be $111 bajillion, let alone the over $400 per month savings recommended recently by the U.S. News & World Report, which doesn't even include the maximum 401k contribution or company matching funds, which are just assumed. And even if that level of savings were somehow feasible in this dog-eat-dog market for $14 an hour part-time jobs, it assumes you'll be able to achieve a real 8% return on your investment. No fucking way. Really, it's fitting that the kids are moving back in with their parents, because it's those baby boomers who were trying to live at the expense of their kids' earning potential who've been borrowing against it since the 70s. And well, now the bill has come due for all their consumption and lavish government spending for social programs and military adventures. We kids are going to need a huge raise in our allowance if we're going to cover it.
私だけの自由な一時時、時の流れに身を委ね、心の窓を開けると、やがて訪れる素肌の煌めき。
the pig from LT Meat. Here's one from the Bomboras. It's called Monsoon. Some Mexican surf here for ya. Los Patrones. El Verdugo. We'll be right back.
adjust your radio. We are in complete control.
Campground Pirate Radio.
In the pool boys, you are on the beach. Perfect Assassin. This is One Fathom Down. False Down.
Some party without all the damn mingling. Campground Pirate Radio.
I tell you watch the news. Tell you read the magazines. Don't you know that God hates little sissies like you and big cocksuckers like me? So when you meet your maker, you make you fucking queer. He's gonna throw you straight into that fire pit. So bring your party gift. There's a hell we're burning. Yeah, we're burning. There's a hell we're burning. We're burning, burning up. Unlike the preacher told you, salvation won't be found among the sweaty, writhing bodies. So have an orgy underground. Everything is gonna know ya. Squeeze the soul you got. They're gonna toss you in hellfire. And that hellfire is hot. If there's a hell we're burning. Yeah, we're burning. If there's a hell we're burning.
I'll be shackled like a slave, boy, for all eternity. Well, that's the price you gotta pay, boy, cause you play, boy, with the wrong society. And when Satan tries to fuck you, the blood comes shit on piss. Open wide and bend over so we can give your ass a big love and a kiss. And there's a hell we're burning. Yeah, we're burning. There's a hell we're burning. We're burning, burning up. And there's a hell we're burning. Yeah, we're burning. There's a hell we're burning. We're burning.
The only non-instrumental here, Jinx Titanic, There's a Hell We're Burning. This is Ronnie and his twanging little fellow. Slap it.
Agent 0069, codename Poontang Plenty, the girl from Sin. Skilled in the ancient art of karate and the even older art of erotic oriental love, she can kill a man either way.
Thank you.
like shit, but that was some porno surf. That was Slingshot Dragster and Agent 0069. I got a live cut from Slacktone here. The Bells of St. Kahuna. We'll be right back.
20 people in a can. Ayahuasca. That's my tune. Hey, here's the Straight Eights and Ann Bowman. Thank everybody for coming on out and checking out CPR Surftacular here. That was fun to put together. I hope you all enjoyed it. Next week, I got a whole slew of new bands here to hand out to you, and a bunch of people sent their stuff on in. Thank you so much. By the way, if you want to hear your music on the CPR, send me an MP3, WAV, or AIF file to campgroundpirateradio@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Facebook. We're Campground Pirate Radio fans. And you can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Uncle Waldo. So before I take off into that western sunset, let me leave you with the words of the ignoble Hunter S. Thompson. Don't let the bastards get you down. This is Collie Bryce, El Toro Loco. I'll see y'all next week. Peace!
first 90 minutes of your life you'll never get back. Sorry. You've just listened to Campground Pirate Radio.